Since I came like this,
oh my God,
it's time I let it bang like this,
oh my God.
I should never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches ring the alarm. This is a warning.
Had to take a little time off of peak game. Nigga got a little sick off these weak lanes. They flow driving like a key in the third lane, but can't survive the way I'm at, trucking this wheel, man. Got them swerving from bright lights and loud pipes. Got them nervous, they mat curve and crash sight. It's looking like garbage, you was swaying with trash nights. Left the D's wondering, puzzle using their flashlights. So I just cruise whenever I'm in the booth. Known for spitting the truth, regulating the tool. Hear the rap, then I kick back at that little ooze. I'm not one of you Kit Kats, easy to choose. Bless the problems, so please try to excuse me. Gut busting, lyrically tongue fucking your crew. I'm not one of you riff rap niggas. I'm making moves around addict that rap magic to close casket. It's been a while since I came like this. Oh my God.
It's time I let it bang like this.
Oh my God.
I should never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches ring the alarm. This is a warning. It's been a while since I came like this.
Oh my God.
It's time I let it bang like this.
Oh my God.
I should never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches ring the alarm. This is a warning. It's been a while since I left you shaking. Had to get up on my grind, back to money making.
Now, afternoon, everybody! It's so exciting in here.
Yeah,
can't even cut off the damn music.
I fucked up. Yes, I fucked up. Yay! I fucked up. Yes.
Once
I fucked
again.
Up. I fucked up. We're back. About
Once
time.
Once again, we're back.
We're back.
Seems like forever. Probably has been.
Yeah, and usually on this day, which is a Wednesday, on a Wednesday, as my dog would say, on a Wednesday. We usually do the Benchwoman Show podcast.
Benchwoman Show.
But because we don't know when the next, unfortunately, the next Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience, because Heaven got stuff he got to take care of,
yep.
I figured, you know what? I want my man to do his show.
And I much appreciate it.
Yes,
I'm
absolutely.
Going through a little relocation, but we shall be back shortly.
I'll be back. We'll be back.
We have a special show.
Ooh.
And it could even get even more special.
Oh.
It's going to be special either way because we have the sexy Raquel Sultra. She's going to be with us 1:30.
Yes.
And hopefully.
Well.
Finally.
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 Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Praying.
We might have the chairman, CEO, owner, creator of V-Rod Productions, the one and only Miss Veronica Rodriguez.
So
that will take place.
V-Rod.
V-Rod in the house.
Now that Rodriguez I wouldn't mind.
that is a rod that I wouldn't mind having.
That would sound right,
only
but
rod. That's the only ride in my head. So we'll see if that can take place at 2 p.m.
Yeah, this is great, dude. I'm glad. I mean, this is awesome.
Yeah,
a little change in the studio a little bit.
Things are changing around here.
What do you think of it so far?
It's okay.
There's some monitors in here for no reason.
Right.
I wish this was for real for us.
Now, once the monitors are connected.
Yo, they put it like we could watch like, like in a real studio. Like
right.
You watch, oh, that'd be dope.
Sports in the back. I think that's what they might do with that.
That would be freaking awesome, right?
Little mix emotions because it will be my last show for a while. Last
I know,
time
we,
seeing you
I had
for a
to
while.
See you do before, we had to do it. Yeah. Something. Seriously.
Most definitely. We had a great year. First year.
I can't believe it's almost a full year. As far as me and you with the Benchwoman Show podcast, it's definitely been a year with that. And as far as doing the Heaven Highway Digital Experience, it's been since the fall. If I'm not mistaken, that's when we started doing it, like in September or something.
Right.
Something like that. When I brought up the idea to you.
Yep.
As far as coming
great
in studio.
Idea.
Yeah, and he was like, let's do it. So the rest is history.
And the rest is history. So
we've had some pain in the ass shit that happened.
But we've had a generally great year.
Oh, my God. Think of the guests.
Many more to come. We're going to both expand. We've both gotten better. We've both...
That's what it's about.
Expanding our brand. So
yeah, expanding our brand is easy.
Shout out to the Bench Warmers.
Thank you very much. Muchas gracias, senor.
So
yes.
We're going to hopefully get Veronica Rodriguez at 2 o'clock. We have Raquel Sultra at 1:30.
Nice. Is the link out? Because I'm trying to find it.
the link. So let me give you this link here.
Because I'm trying to find it on your Twitter page. I don't see nothing. Okay. I seen you tweet to your boy Ryan Rucco again.
Yeah, I'm always bothering Rucco.
Real quickly, while you wait, I have to say this. Real quickly, a little sports real quick up front.
Okay.
Now, you know how much I don't care for LeBron, but I must admit, even me.
Even you.
I have to admit. Now, he'll never be better than Jordan. You can't compare different eras, blah, 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 blah. He's not better than Jordan. But what he's doing with the Cavaliers, putting the team on his back, and basically they're playing a team defense. Homeboy that's replacing
Michael Jackson and a bunch of Tito's.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's Michael Jackson, which is really the Jackson 5 when you think about it. I mean, let's keep it real. And he's doing an outstanding. And I tell you this, I'm telling you right now, if he does a comp, they're two wins away of 2-1. Wow. If he does, this is what I have to say. If he does accomplish this, it puts him a little higher on the pedestal. It's not better than Jordan, but
it's up there.
It's up there. You gotta give the man to go on a team
that's
a young.
And that's the thing that
with
I hate.
No Kevin Love hurt, Kyrie Irving hurt. You got a bunch of ex-Knicks, which is pissing me off.
Right,
bunch of ex-Knicks
playing a team who is historically going to be considered one of the best teams.
And they're underdog for real,
not dynastically, but one of the best teams ever. They won only 5 less games than the Bulls team, who won the 72 games.
Yeah, they won 67 games this year. 67
games.
Yeah, the Warriors.
You're playing a team that has no Kyrie Irving, no Kevin Love. And
mass unit
right now,
as a team.
They are in trouble.
The Warriors are in trouble.
The Warriors are in trouble.
They got punched in the mouth these last two games, and they still haven't fully recovered. I mean, they've come back in the games, but that's because, you know, Stephen Curry could wake up out of a coma. He could shoot threes. He's amazing. He just wakes up, and the defense is stifling him and his team. They don't know what the hell to do. It's almost, I know you don't like this, what Barkley's always said, if everything's about shooting the perimeter, especially in the playoffs, you're going to die by the three.
That's true.
And the last few games, let's be honest, their plays that they've been coming up the floor with have been horrible. It's like they're just throwing up shots. Like, dude, low post, you know, go in the paint. Dude, especially Stephen Curry, he drives the ball. He can get on the line.
I'm not understanding.
I don't. It's like he's getting nervous.
The only thing I could say is
he's
not used to getting pushed around.
Exactly.
Dellavedova, who I continue to say is a bum. I don't care what.
Yeah, I don't know.
Says.
Yeah, he's a bum. Yeah, but he's playing his ass off. You got to give him credit, man.
Like LeBron said, he's going out there. He's the first one to the floor on every single play.
Yep. I mean, you gotta give the Devils due. You have to, because I mean, I don't have to, but to have still credibility in what we do, and I mean this when I say this. If he does do this, two wins away,
sickening.
It's sickening. Well, meanwhile, you loved it that he came to Cleveland. So what are you talking about? It's so nice you came to Cleveland. But I guarantee you this. I'm not saying I know anything, but in a way, I kind of hope he wins, because then he has a championship for Cleveland in the back pocket, and he might think of going elsewhere. Maybe
Knicks.
Yeah, maybe Knicks. Oh, I won't be surprised. Remember what I said one time? When Kobe officially retires, he'll go to L.A.
Right.
But it's one of those two. Trust me, it's one of those two. But if he goes to the Knicks and win a championship there, they'll have a statue outside the Garden.
Right.
That's keep it real. Right or wrong? It'd be like Magic Johnson outside the whatever the name of the air now. Yeah, what is it called? The Kodak Theater, whatever the fuck it is? Where they change it every 2 seconds?
Right.
Remember when it was the Western Forum? Ah, the good old days.
The good old days with the Western Forum.
And the same guys that made that arena made the Garden. That's why it looks similar. If you look at the old Western Forum where the Lakers played, the same architect that did the Garden did that. That's why it looks kind of similar. If you look at it, oh, wow, it kind of looks like a little similar. But I'll tell you, it's been a good. The first two games were great.
Great games.
Overtime. First time.
Even last night. And now.
Well, it got to a blowout at one point.
This is what I say. This is real quick.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah, real quickly.
We don't want to tire.
We kind of do a little benchwarmers a little bit.
Right, but we'll try to do a little benchwarmers anyway.
It is Wednesday.
This is why I say Steve Kerr cannot coach. And this is why I said the Steve Kerr inherited Mark Jackson team and everyone that fought me all over the
Mark Jackson.
All over the,
it's like watching the
social media.
How
could you say they make the right move? They're in the finals or Mark Jackson never got out of the second. Listen, that team was young. Mark Jackson coming back with this team for the fourth year after they got better every single year. Who's to say they would not be in the finals again?
Exactly.
This year without Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr has done four moves. He made four moves last night in one game that proved to me he can't coach. The first thing is he started off again with Harrison Barnes on LeBron James, and LeBron got off to another quick start.
Oh, my God.
He scored 12 points in the first damn 8 minutes of the game.
He bit slapped him.
He should already know that Harrison Barnes could not guard LeBron James, and the best guy on their team that's giving him problems is Iguodala. Iguodala should be guarding him from day one. Iguodala should be starting. He should be starting.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
And in the finals. I know Harrison Barnes has been a starter all year, but this is a different animal. This is the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay? The other thing.
Go ahead.
On your bench, and you're familiar with this guy, you have a two-time All-Star who is probably the best rebounder on your team who you can't seem to get rebounds, and that's David Lee. And when he finally puts him in,
What was that about?
Yeah. When he finally puts him in, what happened?
Yep.
They made that run because David Lee was in.
I'm glad you brought that up. I was thinking of that the first two games.
This guy had coming into last night had only played 18 minutes in the playoffs.
But why? David Lee's good. Right. He's another former Nick, by the way.
And that's what it, now I understand you didn't need him against Houston or the other teams. But it's all about adjustments.
It's about the championship.
Steve Kerr had made no adjustments at all.
You got a good point, man.
Then last night, when Cleveland is running him out to gym.
Oh, please.
At the last minute.
Men versus
boys. Before the third quarter ends, Cleveland puts in James Jones. Steve Kerr, what do you think James Jones is in there to do? Post up?
No.
Is he in there to set a pick?
No. Okay.
James Jones is in there to shoot threes.
Yes.
And LeBron walks the ball up,
and
flicks
boom.
It to James Jones.
The great pass.
Wide open three.
Corner three.
You big dummy. Steve Kerr has no clue. He has no clue.
He just got, you know what it is? And I hate to say this because, you know, the team didn't win 6 or 7 games. But he basically got Austin Martin come in his driveway and he just took the wheel. You know, he just got a Lamborghini and just drove it 67 wins. I'm just saying. The team was already coming up. We all saw this last few years how they've been coming up. Mark Jackson, he got, let's be honest, he got fucked over. Let's keep it real because of his religious beliefs. And the guy that was in management was a gay guy. So there was something going on where he don't like gays, you know, religious, blah, 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 blah. So that's why he got let go. But, of course, that wasn't big news.
Right.
Because, you know, but, you know, well.
By the way,
don't know why. But anyway.
You can retweet this and tweet it out.
Yeah.
2:00, we will be joined by Veronica Rodriguez.
Yes.
We did get that
confirmation. Ooh. Wow, my eyes would be. Wow, be seeing beauty today.
So she's actually traveling and is going to join us.
She's traveling?
She is.
And she's traveling by planes, trains, or automobile?
Automobile, I believe.
Automobile. Planes, trains, or automobiles. Love that movie.
Oh, okay. I did too. That was Steve Martin.
Yeah, you remember that scene when he's pissed off and he walked across the parking lot?
Steve Martin, John Candy?
Yeah. He goes, yes, I can help you. I want a fucking car. I want a fucking Toyota.
I love Steve Martin.
And then he said, I want a fucking car. I got to find that. I want a fucking car right fucking now. Oh, boy. What? You're fucked. that was great. I got to get that. I know it's on YouTube. I want a fucking Toyota. I want a fucking Volkswagen. I want a fucking... you never see Steve Martin curse so much as that. Just funny. This is the way he cursed. It was just funny. It's some people, when they get pissed off or whatever, when they curse, it's just hilarious.
Oh my goodness, that's great.
Veronica Rodriguez
at 2 p.m. Some things quickly before we get to
Yeah, what's been going on?
Well, of course, everyone is talking about, and I want to get your opinion on this. And, of course, I happen to be one of the people who will not delete a tweet, and I will not take back what I say.
Exactly.
And I will not, you know, kiss ass or be politically correct. I'm probably the most unpolitically correct person there is. But for ESPN,
oh boy,
to give their to decide they're going to give their Courage Award to Caitlyn, to Bruce Jenner, and I'm still calling him Caitlyn Jenner. I will never call him Caitlyn Jenner.
Uh-huh.
He's Bruce Jenner. For ESPN, after Leah Still, who's the daughter of I think his name is Damon Still from the Cincinnati Bengals, 4-year-old girl who had cancer.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, man. After Lauryn Hill, who was
that was her name?
Lauryn Hill, who had the female basketball player who knew she had a fatal disease, and still played basketball.
Yes, she a lot of courage.
And you're gonna give this award to Bruce Jenner because he decided now he wants to capitalize off of this transgender BS.
Thank you. That's my problem. That's what I said on my show and all these other 10 million shows I do. Whatever he wants to do, whatever. That it doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect Kevin. It doesn't affect anybody. But what I always said, I always thought for all these months, there's something fishy about it. I just don't like the fact he's cashing in. He's not.
Why is he putting on reality TV?
Thank you. And cha-ching. Thank you. It's like with Michael Sam. When before, you know, he was going to get drafted or whatever, he had a signed deal with Oprah Winfrey's whatever that's called. That network.
Old network.
Yeah. And then, come on. You're not being a trailblazer. You're using the fact that you're doing that. You're a trend, whatever the fuck you are, right. Which is every right. Doesn't fuck with me. But right. You trying to capitalize on it, that's wrong. I'm sorry.
And every single person. Oh, how could you say that? But you're a disgrace. Against all time. Do you know that it's the leading cause of suicide? I don't care about all that stuff.
But that's the thing.
What about the people who's been transgender from they were kids?
And don't have money to do
what Bruce Jenner's doing. I'm not calling you Caitlyn Jenner.
Whatever. Well, I call Kathleen.
Right, if that's the case,
he looks like old.
You give back the damn medals since Bruce Jenner won those medals.
Well, all these people, I mean, for ESPN, when I heard what you just said, you know, ESPN.
And ESPN, everyone knows, you're only doing this because you capitalize off the ratings because the interview on Channel 7 and ESPN owns Channel 7 owns ESPN.
And they're affiliated. Hello.
Right.
Hello.
Channel 7 owns ESPN.
Hello.
And Disney owns them both, and that's the only reason.
That's right.
You're going to tell me that this thing wasn't before. Bruce Jenner just now came out as Caitlyn. You're going to tell me this thing wasn't. They wouldn't
orchestrated.
They wouldn't have had a guy a long time ago for this award.
Thank you.
The award shows next month.
Yeah, come on.
So now all of a sudden that Bruce Jenner comes out, now they've changed the whole program. We're going to give it to Bruce Jenner.
That's my problem. I totally agree with you on that. By the way, I have to say this.
You're despicable. Snoop Doggy Dogg went and put out a statement and said.
Oh, yeah, what
are
you
doing? He put out a statement. He said, and he called.
Like someone's calling you?
Yeah, he called Caitlyn Jenner a science project. So everybody got ticked off.
Oh my God! God forbid someone express themselves, right?
And then Chris Brown just retweeted it. He reposted.
Good for you. Know what? Good for Chris Brown.
Right. He reposted it and said, "I hear you, Snoop," or something like that. Well, look, here it is. A week later, Chris Brown. I'm hearing he's apologizing. He's about to apologize. Yeah, because what had happened was he's friends with the Jenner girls. He's friends with Kendall and Kylie.
Okay.
And Kylie came out and said, "That's a terrible thing to say about your friend's father." Okay.
What did you say, nigga?
So now I can understand if he insulted Kylie, but I would say now I haven't seen the apology yet, but I just got that word. I could see if he said Kylie and Kendall, I apologize for the, but I would not apologize to Bruce Jenner. Sorry. I would not apologize to Bruce Jenner.
Well,
now, if they're supposed to be friends, that's just like if that happened to be a friend of mine's mother or father, and I said that, they'd get offended, and I would apologize to my friends.
That's different. That's different.
Right.
Well, that's totally different.
That's what she said. She said, okay. Oh, that's a very cruel thing to say about your friend's father.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's really his friend's mother. But we get the point.
I'm sorry. He looks like Kathleen. Because when I hear Caitlyn, I'm thinking of a 21-year-old stripper, okay? And he don't look like no Caitlyn. With a C, by the way. Which, by the way, come on. You know why he put the C, dude? You know why he changed it to a C? Because it won't be affiliated with...
Hit up your girl and tell her, let's do it. Now, is she doing Skype?
No, FaceTime.
FaceTime. She was probably just calling me.
That's probably what's her then.
But she didn't do FaceTime.
See. Yeah.
Tell her to FaceTime me
now. Okay, hold on.
Raquel Sotra. Will be in the building. Joining us.
Use FaceTime. We're pulling the curtains back, ladies and gentlemen.
Get her on. You get her for about 20 minutes, and then we'll get ready for V-Rod. Nice show coming. So the Caitlyn Jenner thing, if anybody wants to tweet to me and tell you, anybody wants to be what they want to be, that's fine. But to me, why am I the only one that feels as though it's disrespectful to what I call real transgenders?
It is disrespectful.
Because you're just now turning transgender at 65 years of age.
It's all about
because
him.
You got the money to do it.
I said this before. He calculated this in a way where he knew he was not going to be on the Kardashians no more.
Right.
So he still has to be relevant. I mean, the man has millions of dollars. So millions he don't need all dollars. This shit. So why is he doing ego?
Right.
Now, I do think he's had this probably in him or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, probably.
It has to be because I really did think this sick thought that is he that want desperately to be relevant that he goes to this extreme measure?
Listen.
I mean, it's possible, right? Especially being in that household.
I tell you this. Now, other people saying, we knew from years ago, and it's funny.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of people saying coming out now saying, they knew, and different events. What is funny is, though, I found an old, and you probably saw it on Instagram, on the Hot Sugar Instagram, IG _ Hot Sugar. There's an old episode of Married with Children.
Oh yeah,
and Roy Jones comes up to yes. What's the neighbor's name that had the short haircut?
Oh, you talking about Steve?
Steve,
the original, the first one.
The neighbor and his wife who had the short hair.
Marcy.
I heard Marcy
Chicken
was
legs,
a lesbian in real life.
Oh yeah, she was. Yep.
And then Roy Jones comes up and goes, "Hey, excuse me, aren't you Bruce Jenner?"
But why would they say that unless the writer knows something,
and unless it was a story,
like a hidden joke, like a hidden
you know what I'm saying? In Hollywood back
then, inside joke.
But that
and that's back in late '80s, right?
You know, that screwed over everyone's head.
Wow, think about that.
So,
but that's the thing. That's what he wants to do. It, that's fine. My only problem is that the way he's doing it. That's my problem.
You're capitalizing on it. You're not doing it. If I can save a life.
Oh, he's so suffering. The millions of dollars getting from Vanity Fair and ESPN.
Stop.
Oh, here we go. That should be her. Hopefully she is using FaceTime.
She's not using FaceTime. She's in Texas 210 area code?
Yeah.
Well, she's not using FaceTime.
Maybe you have to talk to her and tell her, you know how to use FaceTime? just get her over real quick. Oh.
We can do it. So we're waiting on Raquel Sotra.
Hello.
We are going to have her live 1:30.
Yeah, a little
and,
bit.
And then we're going to have Veronica Rodriguez at 2 p.m.
Yeah, that's the one? Okay.
All right. So I believe she'll be live now. We'll put her in.
Let's see.
The sexy, the one and only.
I hope you're right.
Raquel Sotra, I believe it is. It's connecting.
Oh!
People in the chat room are ready. Connecting.
Are you ready?
Connecting.
Are you ready?
Chat room ready.
All right.
There she is.
Yay!
Chat room ready. There! The beautiful Raquel Sotra. Welcome to the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience, Raquel.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Great. So let's get started right in right now. So what are you wearing, Raquel? we have a special here from Armani.
No. You want to see what I'm wearing?
Yeah, absolutely. Stand up.
Oh, nice. Was that 90? Nice 90? Oh, no, that's a 90. That's like a... Oh.
What a top.
Yeah, nice. I like the shorts. Yeah, it's very nice.
Beautiful.
Wait, wearing boots?
Now, what kind of shoes? What type of... How hot is it where you are?
Yeah, how...
Right now, how hot is it where you are, Raquel?
Uh-oh, it's reconnecting.
That's all right. We'll get her back. It is Raquel Socha. It is on Twitter.
Yes.
Raquel Socha.
Yes.
And we're waiting for her to reconnect. That's the things you go through when you're doing stuff live.
Yeah, but that's how it is. That's why
that's right. That's grinding, like, doing it live, doing, the real way.
We do it live.
There she goes.
Okay, cool. Okay, sorry. I don't know. Oh, much better. Now you sound much better now.
Yes. So
much clearer now.
How hot is it right now where you are? Wow.
Ooh, it's on.
Wow. So, like right now, what is your main thing? Right now, what is the biggest thing you have going on? Let's start right from the top. What is the biggest thing you have going on right now?
Right now, I just shot for Reality Kings here in Fort Lauderdale. And right before that, I shot for the Scores Group. And then I'm going to LA June 22nd to shoot with Kieran Lee for Brazzers.
Wow.
And nice.
Reality Kings and Brazzers, hell, you can retire after that. once you did those two, I would guess who's the other ones left. Bang Bowls, or whatever the name is.
Well, I guess we're going to come back in June and shoot for Naughty America with Levi Cash.
Mm.
Early July, sorry.
Wow. So now, how long have you been in adult entertainment business?
3 months.
3 months?
Oh, and you started.
My
you're
goodness.
Baby.
Hey.
You're a baby.
3 months, and she's already got those that on the resume. You have to be doing something right.
Well, I was a mainstream model for years. So
right.
I've done a lot of swimwear and stuff like that, so it wasn't that hard of a transition for me.
And how, you just answered the question. How difficult was it going just from mainstream model to doing the adult industry, adult entertainment?
You know what? It wasn't too hard because modeling swimsuits are normally basically just pieces of string barely covering your nipples and your crotch anyway.
Is it modeling a beautiful thing?
A taxi pad and Band-Aids.
I like that.
it wasn't that hard. At first, you know, I got asked to do like Playboy style, just topless.
Mm, right.
And I thought about it and I was like, okay. And it didn't bother me at all. So then I got asked to do all nude. Just nude, classy. And I was like, okay, I'll try it. And I did it. It didn't bother me at all. I'm really comfortable naked, so.
And she has an amazing body, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you so much. I
try. Amazing
body. And then after that, I got asked to do a few solos, and I did about 10 different solos. And they were actually really hard because I'm all by myself, and I had to run dialogue. So I figured, hell, if I can do this, it's going to be a lot easier if there's a guy in the room to help me out.
Really?
How about that?
So I decided to go ahead. I got a pretty good offer for my first boy-girl scene, so I went and tried it. Nice. I was fine.
Wow. So now, your first boy-girl scene, how long did it take for you to complete? And were you generally surprised in the negative or positive of the length of the scene? Did you think it was going to take longer, or you thought it was going to be shorter?
No, I expected it to be about 4 hours, you know.
Okay.
I kind of did my research on stuff, you know, and I talked to the director and the producer for a little bit about it beforehand, you know, because I was weighing in about it. But the thing that I didn't like about it is I was exhausted. The guy, because I am in fitness, just made me do all the work. I mean,
really?
He just laid there, and I did everything.
What a lazy ass.
I don't think I worked out for 2 weeks after that.
Wow.
Well, we are talking to Raquel Socha.
Y'all, I was covered in sweat. My hair was wet. And he's just laying there with a big grin on his face. So I was like, yeah.
I would have been laying there with a grin on my face.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I would have, you know, I would at least try to meet you halfway on the work.
Hell yeah.
Part.
Hell yeah.
Is that something that you've seen, even though you've only been in the game 3 months, is there something that, what is your pet peeve when it comes to shooting? So far, what is your pet peeve? Is it that, or if you feel as though, you know, the guy you're working with may not be trying as hard as he could, or is there something else that really ticks you off so far?
My biggest pet peeve is whenever a guy comes in and he's tired or he hasn't slept well or whatever, and he's supposed to be the talent. I'm not a fluffer, and it's his job to keep it up. I'll try and help him, you know, once or twice. But if every, you know, 10 minutes he's asking me to suck on his dick
right.
to get hard, that's not my damn job, and I'm not going to do that for 4 hours.
Good right. for you.
So that's my pet peeve. I'll tell him no.
So is that so she mentioned the learning lesson here. So is that what they call a fluffer?
I guess a fluffer is somebody who gives them blowjobs in between when they can't keep it up on their own.
Yep, she is absolutely correct.
And I'm not a fluffer.
No.
No. They better hire professional fluffers.
The problem is I'm tired by the time I get to towards the end of the scene. I'm already worn out. I'm spent if he's going to expect me to do all the work to try and keep him hard because he can't do his job. That bothers me.
Hmm, do we have names?
You know us. We drop names on this show, Jack.
Yeah. Who's the loser? I mean, who's the guy? Oh, gay guy.
I probably shouldn't do that.
No, I understand.
Yeah, she just, so we just, I understand. We're just kidding with you. Don't do that.
No. But some wrong the guy. I'm
just right, so that's him.
No, actually, the ones that have done that haven't been any, like, male talent that's considered professional.
Well, they wouldn't be out, all right, because those wouldn't be out there.
True that.
Who have you not worked with? Who do you want to work with really, really bad that you have not got a chance to work with yet?
Me.
I would like to work with Ryan McClain.
Oh. I know him.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
He seems like a really, really nice guy. Is he hot? From what I've seen his work, he does pretty good.
Handsome guy.
Buzz Aziani and Rachel are like my best friends.
Oh, right. That's cool.
And Buzz actually shot his very first scene. And he had shown it. He was showing it to me, one of the first scenes he shot, and it just happened to be that Ryan McClain. And he was just talking about what a good guy he is and a nice guy. And Ryan has reached out to me and said that he would like to shoot with me. And he's just been really sweet and a gentleman, you know.
That's what it's about, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
Professionalism, you know.
So you guys got to make the Ryan. You hear that? They make that happen. Well, he reached out to you, so that was a smart move.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to, of course, Raquel Seltzer here live on the Heaven Hollywood Digital Sports.
Yes.
Oh man, I had a really great question.
You dumbass!
But I forgot.
You forgot.
It will hopefully, come back to me.
Hopefully, it come back to you.
Yes, yeah, so it will eventually come back to me.
I hope it does.
So give me 2 seconds because I don't want to ask a question I've already asked. Oh, I had such a great question.
You got it now?
No. No. But I will think about it. It'll come back to me.
Take your time as I look at her. So, go ahead.
That's we'll see. We'll show the producer.
Yes.
Hello. And there is the producer that set everything up.
Hello.
Hello.
Wait, go back.
You see? There hello. See it. There he is.
Hi, hey, hello, lovely.
So.
Did you like my pictures? My no filter pictures?
Hell to the yeah. I
Now.
A-OK.
And once again, I have to piggyback him. The host needs a picture.
Oh, really?
The host needs a pit. I need a no filter.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Sheesh.
She is such a sweetheart. I'm telling you, she's like
beautiful lady.
One of the sweetest. And I've dealt with a lot of people, you know, being producer, right. Doing my own show, and she's one of the sweetest like women I've ever dealt with. Person, period. That you know, very easy talk. Seriously,
right?
John, I've been doing this for a few years. Trust me, you're very
Thank
sweet.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's
you know,
true though.
I'm always going to be humble and grateful. And thankful to everybody because I wouldn't be shooting as much as I am and for the companies I am if it weren't for all the people who have reached out and helped me.
Right.
I didn't do it.
True.
It's just the generosity of everybody else helping me in the industry. There's some really, really good people. And that's the only thing that's making me, and I'll always be thankful for it. And I'll never be a diva or have a big head. And think,
we're going to hold you to that.
I know.
Except in those AVNs. Let's see if you're telling the same story.
Oh. And I go to the AVNs and be like, yeah, bitches, I told you.
Right. There you go. I knew it.
Then I'm on the who list. Hey, remember Heaven Hollywood? Hey, do you want to be Heaven Hollywood? Who?
Jesus, that's a bit of who? Huh? Like in dances. Who?
Oh, feature dancers. Do you feature dance at all?
I would never forget you.
Nah, I know.
Do you do any feature dancing at all?
Oh, yeah. Good question. Is that a good question?
No, I haven't at all. I have danced before back a long time ago when I was in college. I paid my tuition that way.
Good for
and,
you.
You know, I like to get down. I'm just kidding. But no, I haven't done any feature dancing. I haven't really thought about it. Really.
I'm sure you. I'm sure you'll have no problem getting booked for feature dancing, none at all.
Yeah. Oh no. And I think
is that a big thing the girls do.
Yeah, that a lot of girls love the feature dancing.
Yeah.
You know. And you know, once you're out there and you're a talent, which you are, and you have a lot of things under your belt, it's kind of like feature dancing is kind of like hosting for girls who aren't in the adult industry. Mm-hmm. The feature dancing is just like the thing now. They go, mm-hmm. everyone waits to see you. You come, you go to like the clubs, and you know you take your top off, you shimmy a little bit, and then they pay you about $2,000.
Oh,
yeah, you go to the clubs. Yeah, you go to the clubs and they actually pay you to come to go to the club, you know, do a little feature dancing and then you know have the guys take pictures with you, the fans take pictures and stuff like that, and you get paid for it. You go feature and there's no penetration. what's the biggest thing you've learned so far in your 3 months in the industry? What have you learned the most?
Oh.
That actually the vagina can stretch out to enormous sizes that I didn't know was possible.
Really?
Applaud the vagina!
Yes! Yes! Vagina!
It's the most amazing thing.
Oh, I'm so,
it took
oh, so
a little while, but, you know, we squeezed it in there.
Nice.
So
God bless the vagina.
Right, yeah. So the vagina is doing things and amazing you in ways that you never knew.
That's exactly right. And it goes right back, you know. You
that's the amazing thing.
And, you know, keep working out, do my squats, and it tightens right back up. It's awesome.
Wow.
That is amazing. Really
vagina is amazing.
In all seriousness, amazing
individual, that vagina.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Forget American Pharoah. The vagina is the,
yeah.
the real triple crown.
Yeah, thank you very much.
No, you know what? I've actually probably learned a lot more about myself than anything.
Right.
Oh, word.
I didn't realize I was so good at blowjobs until I did Blowbang Girls.
Woo! Blowbang Girls. Look that up, people.
I had to do blowjobs with 5 guys, and one at a time. There's one
beside me. Boy, what lucky guys.
But 4 guys in 9 minutes, and then the last guy kept walking around because he didn't want to look like an idiot coming fast. And so finally, they got him to come back over there.
Can't blame him.
And I got him in a minute and a half.
A minute wow. and a half. One.
Minute and a half.
Blow banger.
So I hold the record in Blow Bang Girls.
Oh, wow. So the record. Hey, nice. You got an exclusive. The queen of the Blow Bang Girls so far.
Ooh, where can we see that? I want to see that.
Yeah.
It's online right now. You can go to blowbanggirls.com and see it.
I want to send me. Let me send them to the site where they have to pay. Yes. Blowbanggirls.com?
Yes, I'm on blowbanggirls.com.
Right.
I'm on POV Wars. And of course, I'm all over AZ on the Iron.
Okay, yeah. We're going to send them to the pay site.
I don't know yes. if it's out yet.
Oh, okay. That's
definitely
awesome.
Blowbanggirls.com. Oh, no, so far.
So how many scenes has she done?
Yeah.
So
how many scenes have you done?
In 3 months.
Here's a two-part question.
Okay. Yeah.
How many scenes have you done so far? And do you orgasm on every scene?
Ah, that's a good one.
Do you orgasm on every scene so far?
Yeah, I've done about, I don't know, maybe 10 to 15 solos.
Okay.
And I did two, my very first Girls. I did two of them with Jodie West at Forbidden Fruit Films.
Mm. Okay.
And that should be out pretty quick, too.
Right.
And then with the boy girls, gosh, I don't know, maybe about 10 now. I kind of not been keeping count of cocks. Should I be keeping count? Should they give me a bell?
Well, you don't have to do the cocks. we'll say movies. What they say, like she shot over such and such.
Yeah, her
films. Yeah, do they still do films, or they count it by actual scenes?
Yeah.
Well, you know, with POV Wars, it was 5 guys, and it was one at a time, and one would just, when he was done, the other one would come to the room. So there was 5 guys there, and there was 5 guys with blow bangs, but I didn't have actual penetration with them.
I didn't get that memo.
Yeah. Yeah, talk about your story real quick, Kevin, if you don't mind. You tried to get in the game.
I actually, like I said, this is what gave me the ultimate respect for people in porn, because...
Absolutely.
I'm a big porn watcher all my life. What a shock.
Me too.
And so back in the 90s, I'm like, I can do this. You know, I'm like, you know, you watching the guys like, come on, I can do this. I got a big cock. I can fuck for hours. I can do this, you know. So a friend of mine who was in porn in the 90s, he brought me on set. And, I'm like talking shit. So there was an ebony
An ivory?
An ebony porn star called Little Ass.
Yeah, the back in the day. Yeah.
So I was like obsessed with Little Ass.
Who was it?
So then my friend brings me on, and then he's like, "You're gonna get up. She's gonna let you do a practice scene on a take." Mm-hmm. You know, he hooked it all up for me and everything. And he says, "If you can, you know, get through this scene, I'm gonna introduce you to the." You know, I'm all effed. I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna be a porn star, right? About to call my family and everything." So I get onto the scene, and then he had, you know, I'm thinking we're going to do a little private thing. So he has, like, all the people come in with the lights and everything, silent lights. Dude, let me tell you something. That may have been the quickest scene, the quickest join and quit of an occupation ever. Because I said, 10 minutes, that's it. I can't do this
shit.
You
tapped out.
I tapped out in 10 minutes. I said, I got about 3 strokes in. So I can actually say I put my dick in Little Ass.
Good for you, dude.
But I said, man, this is hard. How the hell do you do that? How do you keep the concentration with the lights, with the, you know, everyone? Is there something that you do, a ritual that you do, so you think about something else that you're able to complete these scenes? Because that's a tough job.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know what? It is a lot more tough than people think, and I feel for the guys. It's hard for them.
Yes, it very is.
Up that whole time, and you know, then they've got to come on call. It's like, okay, 20 seconds come, and then they have to come, or else they're not
right. And I don't mean to gas you up, but I don't mean to gas you up, Raquel. But looking at you, you know, how do you expect a guy to stay up until they're ready? I'm sorry. I'd probably come looking at you.
Yeah, I know.
Before I even got going good.
Yeah.
So
the pitches alone, I came before I got here.
Well, sometimes a guy will say, "Hey, just wait a second. Sit still. Don't move." And so, you know, I just sit real still until he gets his concentration back, and then we go continue. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's so ironic because you know, you don't see those things, of course.
Well,
obviously that'd be a pretty terrible movie.
The magic of the film, as they say.
Oh, you can always tell when a guy's having a hard time.
Yes.
He starts squeezing his toes, like his toes will curl up really hard.
Was that you having?
I didn't even get going long enough. Wow. That is. Yeah, guys.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean,
it's tough.
That's why it's only that certain few crop of guys that you see most of the time, because they're professional and they're very good at what they do. That's right. Why you see less of them. There's only that. There's that executive. I mean, executive exclusive group. I'm sorry.
Right.
That can do it.
Yeah.
You know. That's how it is.
Yeah. Do you have a no list? Do you have something that as of right now you're not doing and you would refuse to do?
Yes. Yes. You know. Right now I'm not doing anal on film yet.
Okay.
Right.
I like it in my personal life, but I'm just not quite ready to do it on film yet.
Right.
I'm not ready to do interracial or gangbangs. They're just, you know, I'm gonna ease in and take steps. You know. Instead of just throwing it all out there and going at once, you know,
gotcha.
Everything's going to come in time.
Yes, it will.
Right.
Oh, but I didn't get to answer your question. I'm sorry. I forgot. You know, as far as your question about do I actually have orgasms?
Oh, yes.
You know, I'm a very, very sexual person, especially at this point in my life. And I know what I like and I'm very comfortable with myself. So I've been fortunate enough that every time you see me have an orgasm, I really do, and I have a good one.
Wow. I love that. I love that
one. I love
when you really orgasm.
That can really orgasm from scenes.
I love that.
That is amazing. Absolutely. So, next up, what's your next? Again, tell us your next scenes. It's coming that everyone can look forward to. Let everybody know where they can check you out at the main site. And shout to Twitter and everything out. We appreciate you coming on short notice.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's been a blast. Let everybody know. Girl, promote yourself.
Okay. You can find me on Twitter at Raquel Sultra. It's RAQUELSULTRA. And my website is going to be completed in the next 3 days. And it's www.raquelsultra.com. It's easy.
Right.
You can find me on blowbanggirls.com.
Oh, I'm going there.
Iron.com. POV Wars.
Yes.
I should be up on FTV pretty soon. Forbidden Fruit Films has me in 2 films coming up. I already shot. You're going to see me on Reality Kings. I should probably not be that long. And I'm going to be in the Scores magazine for their Big Boob magazine. And I also did two scenes with them that
big
should
boobs.
Be out within a month. Then I'm going to shoot with Kieran Lee for Brazzers at the end of June.
That's going to be big.
And then I'm going back to Arizona to shoot for the great Asianis. And I can't wait to shoot with them again. They're so much fun.
It's a lot of things coming up.
Sound like a mob. The Easyanis. Don't mess with the Easyanis.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm coming back to Fort Lauderdale. Sorry, after that. And I'm going to be shooting for Naughty America with Levi Cash.
Oh, Naughty America.
She's got a lot of things going on, Naughty girl. America.
Cool.
That's awesome. What I like to hear. A lot of stuff going on for Raquel Soldier. Make sure you check her out. Keep up with her.
Yes.
Stand up again, girl. Show everybody that body.
Show that body.
That's a bad chick over there.
Hell yeah.
She got a foot on y'all chicks' necks.
Yes.
Well, she have a foot on my neck.
Yes.
Thank you, Raquel. Look at that.
Look at you. You are beautiful.
Sheesh, as we say in the hood.
God bless you.
Thank you, Raquel, for coming through. We really appreciate it, darling.
Of course. Anytime you need me, just give me a call.
Absolutely. Thank the you. Lovely.
Yes.
Raquel. Sancho on the Heaven Island with Indigenous Bands.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.
Yes. Yes, yes, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Play some music.
Here is failure to communicate.
Tonight, Game 4 of the NBA Finals. It is the Golden State Warriors against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
For the crowd here at the Q in Cleveland. Good evening, everybody. I'm Marv Albert, along with this douchebag. I don't know who he is. Oh, Heaven Hollywood. Heaven, welcome to the game.
Oh, bite any women lately?
Hey.
What's the concentration? 2-1 lead for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I believe they'll go up 3-1. Now, we're already going to tell you, bite fixed. So we're going to tell them that they're going to win tonight, 94-92. Oops, I wasn't supposed to say that.
Yes! And I love Shaq in a tutu. Now, it's going to be a great game tonight. Back to you. Yes. Don't bite me too hard.
So, We're back on Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience. I am your host, Heaven Hollywood. Of course, my super producer.
Yes.
Jimmy Ace.
Thank you very much.
We want to thank again.
Oh, my God.
Ms. Raquel Soto. Boy, we get some nice, pretty women on here.
How?
And they're nice, too.
See, I wanted to ask, but you know, certain women, they don't like to say the age. But what do you think, in your opinion?
I
do like her a lot. I don't
want to.
Before
I do that, yeah. I also want to.
She looks great. I'm just saying, she looks great.
Listen here.
Seriously, round of applause.
I didn't see that. I didn't understand that. Right here has a chat.
Oh, homeboy! Shout out to Sweet Pea.
And then there's another Lon Mayer.
He was saying, "Yeah,
he a call-in number. He said he could talk to.
Yeah,
her.
Yeah.
He I said to the tweet for Raquel. If you can tell her."
Sweet Pea is actually a
lots
caller.
Of love.
Yes, Sweet Pea actually been a caller to Dollhouse Radio recently. A lot. He's called my show. He actually has called. What else he's called on? Oh yeah, I think on the download. I think he's called on there. So yeah, he's a cool dude. Very cool dude.
Wow.
You could actually he's on Twitter. Let's see what's his Twitter handle. I'll do that for him. So he's at LJ Maya. LJMAYA.
Yeah, so definitely tweet. I Lon do apologize. Yeah. Definitely tweet Raquel.
Yes.
I know that he was tuning in.
Yes, yes. I actually retweeted the stuff you know, he was basically saying, oh, pass my words to Raquel. So she should be seeing that.
Most definitely.
Yes. And now coming soon, huh? No pun intended. In two minutes or less, hopefully.
So.
What will come first? Me or Veronica Hudgens?
We have Veronica. Turn the mics up a little.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Turn up.
Turn my mic on.
Veronica Rodriguez.
You like my friend says?
V-Rod Productions. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
V-Rod.
Wow, dang. Dang, 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 dang.
All right.
Oh, wait. Ooh, ooh.
See what happens.
Oh, wait. Wait, hold on.
So. We have our people here.
Ooh.
The chat room's starting to fill up.
Ah, see, you finally figuring out this chat room?
Yeah, I'm figuring it out.
Is that the first time you ever saw it after all this time?
Yeah, I
know you.
I didn't know what the hell was going on.
I know you're not. Room. You're not technology savvy. I know that.
Right.
I'm not far off, by the way. As far as this type of technology.
Okay, so hold on one second. Ooh, probably have a taxi me.
Hold on. Almost there. Just keeping you. Just making sure we get our guests. Rapping Rodney can't get a break. Hey guys, hey, I get no respect at all. I should. Oh yeah, that would have been.
Short. She's saying okay.
She's saying okay. That's nice to know. She's saying okay.
Right.
By the way, how you feel that your Mets gang are no hit? By the way,
my Mets suck.
Yes, the Mets got no hit. And meet the Mets. Beat the Mets. Step right out and no hit the Mets. Bring your tissues, bring your rags. Guaranteed to be a waste.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
As you're making fun of my Mets.
Yes, that's right.
My chat room is filled. Oh. And the one and only, the creator of V-Rod Productions, the CEO, the boss bitch, and all that other stuff.
That's what I'm talking about.
Miss Veronica Rodriguez!
Hey, Wepa!
Woohoo! On the road, darling, what is good?
Everything's great, everything's good. I'm on the road right now doing errands, but I didn't want to miss this call since I already messed the show already.
You
messed it up.
Nah, you didn't mess something. It happens when you got
accent.
Boss people like, when we got boss bitches like yourself.
Absolutely.
As we discussed during Exotica, is why I interviewed you before, Exotica Edison, and you were telling me, let me tell you something. I came back bragging about you for like 3 days. She had the whole layout.
Okay.
Had the biggest booth.
Cool.
Had the chicks working for, doing it boss style.
Nice.
How did that turn out for you? How was that experience, Exotica Edison?
So, you know, I always try to stand out. You know, I always try my best to be the best at everything.
Right.
So I always try to book the best top girls at these shows, you know, so they can bring all their traffic to me and they can promote me.
Smart.
So, of course, I bring the top performers, you know, and I make them wear, like, nothing.
Very smart.
And,
smart. In other words, you're playing it smart.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I really like butts. You know, I'm into girls'
Me
butts.
Too.
And I make them wear these really nice booty shorts, and they all have to wear what I tell them. And, you know, it's fun for me. I dress them up, and at the same time, I promote my company, and, you know, it's a lot of fun. I like a lot of twerking. I like a lot of attention.
Right. Yeah, because you girls were having a good time back there. Right.
But I probably go to another few ones.
Okay.
Texas,
right.
New Jersey,
yeah. New Jersey.
And you're representing that now. Now, are you, where are you originally from?
I am from Venezuela.
Okay.
But I live in Miami.
representing the 305.
Yeah, 305.
Wow. Nice. And yeah, because I remember when we talked about it, you were very ticked off at the tube channels.
The tube.
And you were very outspoken about those tubes.
Tubes.
You know. And she said, very nicely and very sexy, right. So it's going to get to a point where don't have my material because I'm going to sue you.
Yeah.
I'm going to sue you.
Yeah, so I keep hearing, you know, like everybody is going to steal your content and, you know, you're going to have to go after all these people and when I'm ready, you know.
I remember when she said that. Good for you.
And of course I'm going after all these people and I want to try me.
Absolutely. Good for you. Seriously.
So now do you... cause you really burst onto the scene. How long have you been in the entertainment industry? You burst on the scene and took it by storm.
And then I burst.
Yeah, so I started when I was 19. I'm 23 now. So, I mean, I've been in the industry for 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I do consider myself very popular in the business. You know, I stay on point. I stay working. So yeah, I don't know. Not everybody makes it. And I think I made it. And gonna make something good out of it.
All right, so now you and I just from spending a few minutes with you, I can always see that your head is already way out there. Like you already have in your mind what you plan on doing with this. You plan on making this much huger than just a porn star, or just an adult entertainment. Am I correct when I say that?
You know,
right.
You can do it for fame. You can do it for the money, which is usually, you know, what we all do it for at the beginning.
Right.
Or you can really get into it and like it and make a career out of it, you know, and not only just be a porn star, but brand yourself and just, you know, have your own company, which is what I'm doing. And, you know, I'm honestly doing this and I'm on a few girls that's doing it on their own. You know, I had to create my whole company, build it up from zero on my own. I got no help from anybody.
Right.
Not even investors. I'm my own investor, you know, so.
Wow.
Good for you.
I decided to do it on my own because I don't want people taking advantage of me. Mm-hmm. I don't want people charging me a percentage. I want to keep it all 100. I want to own everything 100%. And in this business, I don't see a lot of women, you know, sticking up for themselves and stepping it up. And
truth.
I want to be an example to all of those girls, you know, that they can actually, you know, do it and they can also do it, just like I'm doing it, and I want to see more girls doing it, you know, I don't want to see just guys, I want girls to step their game up in this business, you know?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's good, I'll tell you, give that woman a round of applause. Love this chick.
Love it.
So, are there certain girls that you have your eye on that you say, you know what, I would definitely like her, like under me, kind of like an underboss, like type of thing. Is there any, in your opinion, any younger V-Rods out there that you see yourself in?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's always new faces. There's always new girls. I don't think they're ambitious enough. You know, some of the girls that are new now in the business, they get in the business and they get out really fast. You know,
right,
so they
that's true.
Their image and they get out for nothing. You know. Girls, I'm always on the hunt for newbies, you know, new girls that I want to shoot, of course, you know, so I'm always looking for new talents and, you know, investigating girls, and I definitely think there's new talents, new girls that are doing great, and I can mention you some of them, of course, that I think they're new and they're doing great, you know, and there's also girls that are new when you can tell they're not serious about this business.
Right. And is that when you get a girl that says, oh yeah, you know, you're talking to them and they seem, you know, they're saying all the right things, and then you find out very quickly that they're not really serious, does that kind of rub you the wrong way? Because it's like, dude, why wouldn't you just be honest from the beginning? Or did you
Well, you know, in this industry, you can't really be honest. You know,
Right.
They tell you, it's a point of, okay, let's work with this person, you know, let's do business together, and then that's it. Let's not try to build a relationship, because once you build a relationship with the person, that's when you start feeling like, damn, they lie to you. You know, it's not what it was from the beginning. So that's why, look, with every single girl, I shoot them 3-4 scenes, and I keep it going. I'm like a guy, you know, I have different tastes.
Right.
And I get bored fast, you know. You guys don't masturbate to one scene twice, right? So
right.
You guys want to see different type of women, different True. Type of things. So I'm not really into just one person, and I try, honestly, from my personal experience, I try not to build too many friendships in this business, you know.
Wow.
Because of course, Interesting. I got let down. I got lied to.
Right.
And, you know, it's all an image, really, and it's work. And that's what I'm focusing on right now.
So by you saying you're pretty much your own investor, you pretty much do it out of pocket. Your own now, have you had, I'm sure now that people see you doing it, I'm sure now that people are like, hey, you know,
hey,
maybe they may not have said, hey, you know, a year ago, but now that they see you doing the thing, hey, you know, I want in on this. I'm sure you get that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, look, I had a lot of people backing up on me from the beginning, you know, first of all, because of what I do, but then, you know, after they see me doing so good and doing what I'm doing, of course, I try to be friends with me again. I have people always, you know, asking me to invest in company, but I honestly not interested in nobody investing in it. Like, I want to own everything.
Right.
I don't really care nothing. So, yeah, it's all a circle, you know. So, people can talk, but then 2 years from now, they see you stepping it up, and they see you doing so well that, you know, they kind of backed up and, you know, eat their own words and try to be your friend again. It always happens, and I'm sure not only in this business, but in every type of business.
Right. But it's fun. It's more fun to talk about in your business.
It's funny. I think it's funny, you know. I can make them eat their own words, and it's okay though. I'm not trying to be stuck up or nothing. But.
And we're talking to the one and only Virad Productions of Veronica Rodriguez. You was just up here in New York. You did a dance.
Could have had you in the studio.
You were at what club was she at?
What was the
yeah,
club?
Yeah, so I was just there. I was at Sapphires.
Oh, Sapphires.
Okay. Sapphires, yes.
Okay, I've heard that.
How was that?
Yeah, how was that?
You know, it's fun. I make a lot of money. I'm really good at the pole.
I bet you are.
I used to strip before I got in the business.
Nice.
So I know, you know, how to do my shows, and I know the pole dancing gig, you know.
Right.
And I wanted to impress my fans, you know. I wanted to impress everybody that will come see me, so I took a bunch of classes. I probably took like 50 classes.
Smart. Another smart move.
You get addicted to it, to pole dancing, you know.
Really?
It's an exercise, and you do it daily. I liked it so much that I got a whole studio in my house now. And that's what I just practice, you know. I do crazy tricks. I go upside down, and I wanted to take advantage of it, and that's why I do the featuring dancing. And not only at Sapphires in New York, I do a different cities around the U.S., but definitely New York is one of the cities that I like to dance at. You know, it's really good for that type of business.
Wow. So you, and that's great. You see, and that's what I mean about when I first met her, I was like, wow. You know, the seriousness and the professionalism that she displayed.
I remember your interview, yes.
Okay, yeah, and you know that it takes more than just, okay, going out there taking your clothes off.
It's an ass, yeah.
You know, to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of people like about you.
It's really hard, and you don't see too many porn stars in doing their shows, like even doing a trick on the pole, you know. It's really hard. Your body gets sore. You get bruises, you know. It takes a while for your body to get used to it.
Right.
And, I mean, it's sexy. It's hot, but people don't see, you know, how hard it is for us to get to that point. And, yeah, I took a lot of classes. I wanted to be really good at it. I wanted to impress people, you know. I wanted to be worth you guys coming out and see me. So.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Now, to shoot with you, do you pick the male talent you want to shoot with? Are there certain guys that, you know, okay, you're going to have, for right now, you just want to shoot with a certain amount of guys, or do you, you know, do you have a sort of like a model search. You search around the industry and say, okay, I like this guy, I like that guy, I don't like that guy. You know, well, how do guys get to shoot with you? Because I know that I'd be begging. I mean, I'll pay you to let me shoot with you.
Right,
you said, hey, exactly. You would have to pay me. I got money.
Yeah.
I got money. Yeah. I'll pay you.
Only in America.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, my company is based in Miami, so we don't have a lot of male talents like in LA, you know? So it's really hard for me to find a really good male talent because the really good ones are already contracted by other main companies.
Right, right.
Or RKE, or they're in LA, you know?
Right.
It's really hard for me to find. I take advantage of all those male talents that text me that they're in town, or I fly them out from LA.
Right.
And I try to shoot them as much as I can while they're in town, you know. So let's say we can do 3 scenes in a day. You don't know it's which are those 3 scenes in a day, but
right.
It's different outfits, different locations. But you know, we did these 3 scenes with the same male talent, and it's really tough for me, honestly, to find a guy here in Miami. I wish there will be more variety of guys down here. But yeah, of course, I try to shoot, and I had my own personal male talent. My boyfriend, I pretty much make him like be my male talent.
Poor guy.
Hey, poor man.
Oh, poor guy.
Nervous about it at first, you know. Wasn't sure, but I'm like, look, you will save a lot of money, you know, and also
you will save a lot of money.
Yeah, you will save. I wouldn't have to pay the male talent if he will, like, you know, I'm not gonna pay my
shit. I'll sign for that.
Right.
Gee, will help him dilemma. Learn how to do camera work, you know, and
right.
Wow, she's awesome.
But it's fun, you know, it's fun. Damn. You got to experience the show with me. We had minimum like 50 scenes together with different girls. And, you know, he got to see and experience what I do for a living. You know, I'm a porn star and I get to shoot with other people. He got to experience that. And, you know, the relationship got to be equal. So,
right.
Absolutely.
It's fun. And we have fun shooting. Now he's not my male talent anymore. He decided to just work behind cameras, you know,
right.
Shoot it and edit it, which is his decision. I respect it. So now I have no option but fly out male talent from pretty much.
We're talking to her. She's awesome.
Yes, she is awesome.
Veronica Rodriguez, V-Rod.
V-Rod.
In the building. Now, truthfully speaking, that has to be, you're in a relationship that has to be tough on him.
Which we talked about the past shows.
Yeah, right. I'm tough on him on doing it. Has there been one scene, and even if he hasn't admitted it to you, has there been one scene that you know, even if he didn't admit it, really got to him?
Which is what I love the most about it, that right. I have to explain myself about my taboo scenes I do, because I separate work from
pleasure.
From, like, you can see me right now, I don't have any makeup. I'm not Veronica right now.
You look beautiful
right.
To me.
This is how I look every day.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You look beautiful to me.
You know, now, when I'm Veronica, I become this really, like, I'm a sex symbol, you know?
Right.
Like,
alter ego.
For me, it's a lifestyle. And you have to go with your taboo lifestyle, right?
Right.
And yeah, so pretty much it's like I separate work from my personal life. That's what I'm trying to say. And he never really screamed at me, which I love. He's not a jealous type. He shot a lot of scenes also, and I'm here seeing him shooting with other girls. So I mean,
right.
Something. It depends on how strong your relationship is. There was a time, of course, at the beginning when I started in the business that, of course, it's going to bother him, you know?
Right.
This was the time where I have to him about my taboo job that I do, and of course I'm sure just like me and every porn star, it's kind of tough at the beginning, but it's been 6 years now, so
wow.
Well, he's used to it now.
Yeah, he's just going over it, and I'm sure he has fun too now, so.
Talking to V-Rod.
Absolutely.
From Under Rodriguez. Somebody texted me this question.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
you are I'll ask the question for him. You're very, I could tell. They can't tell, but I can tell just from...
Is this your brother, by the way?
No, it's not my brother. It's somebody that's watching.
Oh, okay.
My brother's like her biggest fan.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I broke it up.
My brother, he is sick right now that he's not here.
He's like, I don't blame him.
But
I'm drooling as I speak.
You're very competitive. I can tell.
I love that.
They can't really tell, but I can tell.
I love that in a woman.
So they wanted me to ask you, who's the queen of Miami, you or Bella?
Oh, come on. Seriously?
okay, look, let me tell you something. I'm a very competitive girl.
Yep.
I love Bella. You know, of course I love Bella. And I look up to her because she is a very businesswoman, just like me.
Right.
You know? So, I can't compare myself to Bella because, first of all, we're from different countries. We're different type of women.
Like, right.
We're just too different. Even our body types are different.
Right.
I love Bella. She's a retired porn star, and she had her fun, but now I am the queen of Miami.
Said she's a queen. That's right. Right.
All her purses.
Oh, that's really cool. Nice.
Look at you supporting. Look at you. That's cool.
You know, that's great. You know, I look up to women that have
good
their
for you.
Own shit going on.
They're right.
That step it up and get independent and build their own shit. That's what I look up to. And Abella is one of those women that I look up to. And, you know, but she had her time. She's retired now. And, you know,
it's your time. To take over.
It's your time.
That's right. So, right now, where are you on your way to? Right now,
where are you driving? Where are you doing?
You guys are too funny.
No, I'm just curious.
Where are you on your way to right now?
Are you chauffeured somewhere? Like, in a limo?
I just parked. I just got to my house.
Oh.
I went to PetSmart. I bought a new fish tank for my fishes.
That's so cute.
Okay.
That is so cute.
Isn't she cute?
I'm in love.
You guys, because if I get in the elevator, the signal will drop, you know, so I don't want...
Oh.
Oh, thank you. So very...
So very generous.
Very considerate.
Yeah, that's the word. I'm sorry, generous. Well, same
thing. So, Veronica, we're going to get a couple trending topics before we let you go. We appreciate you
absolutely.
Spending some time.
Absolutely.
What was your reaction? And I love asking... adult entertainers this question because they don't give a fuck about being politically correct and they don't have to deal with the mainstream media.
That's right.
What do you think of Caitlyn Jenner?
Well, you know, I don't really follow politics like in the U.S. I'm from Venezuela, so
right.
You know, I'm more focusing on my country that's really fucked up right now. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's really what I'm focusing right now. And all I hear is just bad news. I'm even scared of going back to Venezuela.
Yes,
so
really. Shit going on.
Yeah, I heard a lot of stuff going on.
Over there. I think we're good here right now. You know, it's just drama and bullshit and publicity, you know?
Right.
So, man, if this publicity, I want to give it to my country that really needs the help, you know, from the U.S. to help us and speak up for us. And, yeah, that's all I got to say about it.
What do you hope...
Right now, we need help.
What do that's you hope true, to get? What do you... You know, if you can get asked one thing from, I guess, what you have to say, President Obama or people who are in charge.
That's right.
What would be that one thing you'd be looking for to help Venezuela?
B-Rod.
Look, we need a better president. We need somebody that is not trying to rob us or oil.
Shit.
You know, because we produce so much oil and we just have so many ignorant people in power.
Right.
You know, that they haven't even went to college, you know. So, I mean... you guys, you know, the U.S. got the best, for me, the best government, you know, and for me,
really?
It would be the only choice that we have if, you know, Obama would stick up for us and do something. I can see why he doesn't want to be get involved with us, you know, in all of this, but really the only choice I would prefer the U.S., Obama, you know, to stick up for us than Russia or other, you know.
Right.
Cuba or, you know, a communist country because they will for sure take advantage. And of course, I'll prefer to share my oil from my country to the U.S., you know, that look
right.
All this stuff, the U.S. has been so good to me, you know, look at all the thing I've been doing, it's been here in the U.S., you know, so I prefer, for Venezuela for the U.S. to help Venezuela than any other country, you know.
Wow.
That's serious stuff.
Very, very in touch with what's going on.
I love that.
Yeah, so I mean, you're asking me politics about the U.S. good here. We don't know, like, you don't know the worst is happening in my country. Communism, yeah. Corruption, all type of things is just going on in my country, and we don't got control over this, you know? So it's like, I want to take this time to actually focus on that and see if, you know, what right. can happen.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely true, because even a woman in her high stature, she gets off that plane in Venezuela, no joking, yeah. she can get abducted and, right. you know.
No, we're easy here. We have it so easy here.
Yeah.
You guys have no idea. Over there, there's no control going on. It's
horrible. Right.
It's crazy.
If you had your choice to take one male talent that is not in porn.
Oh, that's a good question.
And you got a chance to shoot a porn scene with them.
Hmm.
Whether it be an actor, whether it be a rapper, a musician, an athlete. One guy you had a chance to shoot a porn scene with. Who would it be?
Oh, Carlos with the Mambo. Carlos with the Mambo.
I would so shoot a scene with Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Yes, bastard. I love his movies. Yeah, he's amazing.
Now, if he wore those contacts to be Riddick, would you do a scene with him?
Oh yes, please.
There you go. I like that answer.
Hi. And what about a female? One female. Ooh. You get to shoot you get to shoot a scene.
Wait, hold
with
on.
One with one female.
Let me get the tissues.
I love Michelle Rodriguez.
It could be M-Rod versus V-Rod.
The Rodriguez sisters. That would be dope.
Like girls more than guys.
I'm loving you more and more.
That would be amazing. Now I got something to think about. Yes. M-Rod versus V-Rod.
Oh my god. Let's make that happen. How do we fund that, by the way? Let's fund this. Fuck that.
Now, I'll probably ask this question for my brother, because, you know, he's a...
Shout out to Wes.
Right, shout out to my brother Wes Clark.
Wes Clark.
I think your picture that you took with him is still
his Facebook.
Yeah, it's still there. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I don't blame him, by the way.
Would you think about doing any? Because you have a perfect mainstream face. Like,
oh yes.
Whenever I put her up sometimes, just like her face, like either on my Instagram, or I'll have people put it on Hot Sugar or whatever.
And you put and they're like, caption.
What is she, a model? You know. Okay. So you have a mainstream face. Would you think about doing any mainstream stuff? Yeah.
It's because I'm so young, you know, I have that next door girl look.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
I look very young, you know, very innocent, and people can believe what I do.
And little do they know.
We have a little devil inside us, you know, and when the camera is on, that's what happened.
Right.
Of course, I've done a lot of Main Street. I actually did like 4 or 5 scenes for Magic City, which is in the HBO channel, the Star Channel.
Right.
Oh, okay.
About Miami in the 1950s, you know, about the mobs and all of that.
Yeah,
so
the
I
mob.
Did a TV series here in Miami, and that's mainstream. I also have done, like, a couple music videos here and there.
Okay.
And, you know, the thing is, it's the pay, you know, it doesn't...
Absolutely.
It's all about the money, really, and it's really, do you want to be on set shooting a mainstream stuff for 12 hours,
and that's the thing.
Half of what you can make in 4 hours.
That's true. That's a good point. That's an excellent point.
What it really comes to mind at the end of the day, like faster money, easy and faster than being there, you know. So.
Makes sense.
Hey, Heaven, you should do that scenario that you've done with Misty, and I forgot who else that you've done. You know, make believe I'm somebody. Everyone has that price.
Everyone has that price. Okay, so
it's time for that game.
So
everyone has that price.
We'll say this
real quickly.
We'll do it real quickly. So you get a phone call. Okay, I'm going to be. Let's see who am I. Who was I with Misty Stone?
Steven Spielberg was on. And then you did. I forgot who else. Oh, what's the name? Quentin Tarantino. One point with somebody else. So you did Quentin Tarantino, Steven Spielberg.
Okay. So you have to. But you see, you know why it wouldn't work with her? Because she's already came out and said it's all about the money.
Well. All right. So you already blew up the bit.
So here it is.
Just put it out there.
Here it is.
Just play along.
And you enjoy doing porn. So you're going to get a phone call, okay? I am Russell Simmons. Oh, I'm calling
Russell
you.
Simmons.
Yep. Ring. I'm going to call you.
Ring.
And I'm going to have a conversation with you.
Hola.
We're going to improv.
¿Cómo está usted?
And I'm trying to get you out of porn.
Boom.
To come work for me.
I don't like
that. What a son of a bitch. Why would he do that?
What a scumbag you are. Oh, here we go. All right.
Okay, so it's an opportunity.
Okay,
so.
Here we go. Too bad I don't have the phone sound effect.
Okay, so here we go. All right, I'm Russell Simmons.
Cha-ching.
Okay. When the phone rings, you got to pick the phone up now.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Veronica Rodriguez?
Hi, yeah, this is her.
You don't sound like him.
This is Russell Simmons. I know you know who I am. I'm like the richest person in the world. So do you know who I am?
No, actually. I
kind of
have to Google you.
What did you say, nigga?
Well, while you're Googling, all you have to really do is put in, are you? All you really got to do is put in, are you? And I'm sure I'll come up automatically.
She actually said it like this in shorter words.
Well, isn't that special?
Okay, but anyway, Veronica, I was checking out some of your. I bet you were. And let's please not. I don't want this to get back to Kamora Lee.
TMZ and.
I was checking out.
So you divorced her, bro?
Checking out some of your porn.
Yes.
And
Yes.
Yeah, I really.
Why are you whispering?
I'm really, I'm really interested in having you come work for Def Jam.
For who?
for Def Jam Records. We're only the biggest record label.
I thought you don't own it no more.
No.
We're playing.
Oh, okay.
That sounds really big. Can you tell me more about it?
Yeah. So, listen here. I understand that you are one of the top porn. Starts right now. Now, I can take you off that screen. Now, I understand at first it may not be as financially lucrative, but as the time goes on, you'll be in the mainstream light. Everyone will know who you are. I want you to come work for me personally as my personal assistant.
Sounds bullshit to me, Veronica.
I will pay you.
Wait.
Let me look here. Let me check.
Wait,
drum
roll.
Let me check my budget.
Wait, drum roll for the money. This is like Jerry Lewis telethon. All right, show the board. How much? Wait.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I'm looking here down at our budget here. I will pay you $200,000 a year, but you cannot do any more porn. You have to. You will report to me now.
Damn.
In 5 years, it will go up to $250,000.
Oh yeah.
In five years,
you go from $200,000 to $250,000. Veronica, what do you say? Okay, hold on 1 second. Joanne! Bring in the budget extension.
What?
Right now!
Here is failure to communicate.
Well, listen here. What do you know? We found bargain. Something. What do you know? We found some more.
Well, we found some more Def Jam money underneath my...
we found some more.
In my sock and mattress.
What do you know? I didn't know we had this available.
What a surprise.
So, I'm going to pay you...
Mm. Wait.
Now, remember, there's no porn involved. You can't do any more porn.
Okay.
Okay, don't try to moonlight either, because I'll find you.
No, and drum roll, please.
I'm drum roll, producer. I'm going to give you a 3-year contract.
Okay.
For 3 years.
Mm.
You have to be an assistant now, so that means you're off camera. You just assist me.
Mm, what is these assistants?
So you're now out of the limelight.
Mm, what kind of assisting is this?
But 1.7, so that means 1,700,000 for the next 3 years.
Ooh.
1,700,000 for the next 3 years, and then you quit right now.
Is that after taxes?
Okay. Definitely.
There you go. There's the place. So you're the... All right, so then I'll call your people. Russell Simmons has a new assistant. It's going to take you $1.7 million, Russell. If you want Veronica Rodriguez.
And if you don't bring the money, this is what she's going to say.
Say hello to my little friend.
All right, your horse, okay? Hey, your horse. Fucking Maricon. Yeah,
you Veronica, fucked up. We appreciate you coming through, baby.
Love you.
A lot of fun.
Love you, brother. Thank you.
Shout everybody. Shout out
yeah,
to
your promo. Yeah, promo.
Everything please. That you're doing, your promo, and we just appreciate everything you're doing for us.
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, it's awesome.
Giving me a second chance. I'm sorry about the last time.
Oh, you know, please. It's
I
worth it.
I couldn't make it, but. So.
But you're here now.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome. You spend so much time with us. It's awesome.
You're here now. It's all we care about.
Yes.
On Twitter, shout your Twitter out and your Instagram.
You're not even showing her no more.
Yeah, on Instagram it's
Team B-Rod,
and my Twitter it's
Little
Veronica R.
Yeah, thank you for following me months ago. By the way, I love it.
Miss Veronica Rodriguez, everybody.
Eva,
we appreciate you.
Bye.
Going out to get some rest.
Yes, bye. You pretty.
Thank thingy. You.
You pretty little thing.
Mwah.
I want to love you. Be my deeper young thing. You love it. Be my deeper young thing.
Bye, Veronica.
And I'll take you there.
All right, we'll later.
Pretty young thing.
Oh! So.
Yeah, see, she's awesome.
We're going to take round of applause. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break.
Another quickie breaky?
Yes, because we had some issues. We'll take a break and come right back.
Uh-oh. We're in trouble now.
You were serious about that? Turn, parry, dodge, spin, ha, thrust. Got it.
Now then. Oh, ha ha! Guard! Turn! Parry! Dodge! Spin!
This guy here comes, I don't know, maybe comes sniveling to the people, comes and cries, Roddy Piper didn't give me a chance to say nothing on the pit. Roddy Piper didn't give me a chance to do nothing. You want a chance? Everybody wants to be like Roddy Piper. You want a chance? You want a chance to say something, brother? I'll tell you what, man. Here you go. Take the little microphone. There you go. There you go. Put it in the little greasy paws. You want to do something? Then you go ahead. You say exactly what you want to say to these people. You can do it. Just a second. I want you to... Wait a second. I want to make you feel at home. Before we start, you want to be the big shot. You want to do all the talking. You want to really think all these people... Got yourself a pineapple. Want you feel at home. Want you feel like the Fiji Islands. Kind of like the women, you know? Kind of long, crusty hair on top, round on the bottom. Got your pineapple. You want to be a happy person? What do you want, huh? What do you want? Do you want bananas? You want to talk? Go ahead and talk, huh? Go ahead and talk. Wait a second. You want bananas? We got bananas. Here we go. You want bananas? Have yourself a banana. This is what you want. You want to talk? You ain't saying nothing. What's wrong, huh? You want to come up here like a big shot? What do you want? You want coconuts. Here I went. I got your coconuts. Ah, I just like, there you go. Your coconut. Your coconut. You know what? The only thing I didn't get a tree for you to climb up and down like a monkey, like you want to do. You want to be a big shot? I'll get you a tree next time. You want a banana? Have a banana. What do you want, man?
Am I making fun of you?
Whoa. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
All right,
We're back.
Yeah, so...
tell the little bad news.
Little technical difficulties there. You would have to tune in to the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience podcast to hear the rest of the interview. We did have a few technical difficulties, but big up to Veronica Rodriguez for coming through.
Absolutely.
Her gorgeous self.
Absolutely.
Continued success with her. Wow, she's awesome.
Yeah, she was awesome. We apologize.
We apologize for the technical difficulties, but... Those things can happen these days when you're dealing with million-dollar equipment.
Yeah.
As it says, things broke down way less when you just had, you know, one cameraman.
Yeah, I know.
In a palm quarter.
Yeah, that's right. Let's hear it for technology. wait, hold on. Let's give a shout out to. I want to do this to technology right now, right about now. Hold on. I like how they'll play. Now, see, technology is fucking with me now.
Right.
All right. This is what I'm talking about. This is some bullshit.
But Raquel Sulcher was great.
Absolutely.
And, of course, Veronica Rodriguez, V-Rod Productions.
V-Rod Productions. Yeah, so, by the way, this is to you, freaking technology.
That's why I felt, because she was like, looking at me, and she is fucking beautiful. She is a beautiful woman.
Yeah, she,
I mean, she is a beautiful woman. Cute. And people who didn't see, you have to go back and check that out.
Yeah,
she is a beautiful woman. And she really enjoyed the improv. She generally enjoyed
it. And she enjoyed her appearance. You could tell she's actually enjoyed it. I love that.
And she apologized once again.
That was very. She didn't have to do that.
She didn't have to do
she
that.
She said that in the first place.
Yep, and then she apologized again, which was very appreciative. But, mm-hmm. It has been the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience. It's been an awesome day.
Yeah, now we go from here.
We will get back with you very soon, the next time you hear me.
Yeah, we're not breaking up.
We're not breaking up.
This is not Mike and the Mad Dog. All right, Mike, we can't.
Absolutely not.
Okay, we're not breaking. Come on, Mike.
Right, we'll probably have to start doing the show. So
over the phone again?
Straight blog talk for a couple of months.
Oh, will this mean that your mans and them be back and...
They should be back on the phone. I should be able to get them back.
Well,
Miss OD is straight Saturdays now.
Yeah, because with the hot sugar. Now, right. Does this mean when you start doing back old school over Blog Talk, am I still part of it?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yes, most definitely.
Okay, just let me know when.
Yeah, we'll figure out how we're going to do that.
Like what day, whatever.
The days,
right?
We're going to do it once I settle in. And, of course, anytime you're in the Orlando area in the next couple of months.
I wish.
We can we can do something out there. And I'll be back.
Dope.
I'll be back around July to do, a couple of things up here. I got some things to take care of.
So maybe you can do a little studio appearance. Okay.
Absolutely. But mm-hmm. In the meantime, still check this show out on Tuesday night, which will be the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience. On Blog Talk and
Blog Talk. That's right. It'll be blogtalkreal.com/Dollhouse Radio.
Yes, absolutely. We want to shout out Dollhouse Radio.
Yes.
Thanks for another great show.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
Yes.
Remember, follow Raquel Sulcher and Lil Veronica.
Yes.
And that's the
by the way,
V-Rod Productions.
Yes, and by the way, since you are going away, would you be start doing, when you're available, the Benchwoman Show over the phone?
Yes, of course.
That's what I'm talking about.
Of course. With my availability, I will definitely be able to do it.
Yes. So.
But everybody.
Until then.
Or thanks
this has been great.
For tuning in. It's been a great thing.
Yes.
We'll be tuning in next time from sunny Florida. I'm Heaven Hollywood.
That's right.
Special thanks to my super producer, of course.
Well, thank you
As
very
always,
much.
As always, Jimmy Ace.
And... I have to say, ladies and tomatoes, hey, Rocky, you have to come back, Rocky.
Well, I'm just going for a little while, Mick.
Come on, you got to get the title. Let's go. Forget about this bougie thing.
Let's go to the gym in Orlando.
Yeah.
Let's go to deep down into gutters.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Mick.
All right, anyway.
Thanks, everybody.
Yes, we appreciate
see you
all.
See you next time with Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience. Dollhouse Radio.
Yep. And
listen to me.